Welcome back. If it's only been seconds, good to have you here. If you took a break between modules, great as well. Thank you for doing the homework, doing the tools, and playing full out, digging into your heart, stirring up emotions, maybe doing it in a way that you've never done before. Maybe personal development's a part of your life and you're doing it all the time. Maybe this is brand new. Wherever you are, we must continue in this journey. We must add little nuances that break the barrier. If we broke the story, we got to break it down even more. If we created a new story, we create even a better story. And we continue this moment and this momentum to be that next level version of ourselves, right? We said multiple times, if we're not climbing, we're sliding. I think we're all called for more. We're all called to serve. We're all called to go to another level. When I say all, I mean those of you that would consider getting this course to be here on module four, not give up, you know, halfway through module one and go, this is too jump up and down. Let me go find a way to get rich. This is, when people say to me, how do I get successful? I'm sharing it. How do I make more money? I'm sharing it. How do you have a better relationship? I'm sharing it. How do you be in better shape? I'm sharing it, right? And I think you all get that. I don't have to sell you on that. But I want to keep encouraging you to move forward. We're about halfway through the course, and that's before all the bonuses you're going to be able to get to. And you'll have access to this for the rest of your life. When you need inspiration, kill a story, better at productivity, better at persuasion, you can come back to these different parts of the course, watch it, do the tool, listen to the story, listen to the teaching, do the tool, go out and attack life. Right? This is how we fine-tune the skill. This is how fuzzy targets get more clear. This is how we reach that next level. And this particular section in module four, I would bet to say shifted my life as much as any other one thing probably could in my 52 years of being on this earth. So I want to tell you a little story. This section, by the time we're done, I'm going to gamble here and bet to say that you will know more of why you're here, why you want more, why you have a desire, why you feel different, why that you're not ready to settle, why that you would spend the time to go through this training. You're going to understand your why in a way that you had never had before. I know that's a big promise, but I'm ready to deliver because that's how impactful this was for me. But I got to tell you a little story. Over a decade ago, about 10 years ago, I hired a gentleman named Joe Stump. Joe's an awesome dude, he's still a friend. But I hired him as a consultant to help me get my students to engage more, to take more action, to overcome their obstacles. Kind of what I'm doing right now, right? I shared this earlier in the course, you could give somebody a course on how to sell $20 bills for $10. But if people don't implement, don't take action, overcome their fears, all the stuff we've been doing, if they don't do that, then it's just a course. It's not life-changing. And though I have taught personal growth and all these strategies and this framework for a long time, I wanted more of an unfair advantage. Like, how do I get people to engage? I know if people use what we teach, their life changes. If they buy it and they put it on the shelf and look at it once every 6 months for 5 minutes, it can't do anything. And I'll be honest, I used to have this fear of like, people being at Starbucks with a friend, like, oh, I bought Dean's course. How was it? You know. And they're like giving me a bad grade when they never went through it. Like, do you know in our courses that we build now and this course that you'll have access to if you're in VIP or if you purchase the course, when you get access to it, do you know that we can track and see in the back office how far along you go in the course? So like if you get the course and you go to video 3 and you stop, we literally could pull that up and see it. We track that. And I always have this fear of people like going through like half of module one and being like, it's not that good, right? Or because they didn't take action. So I've always been obsessed, like how do I get people to utilize it, to digest it, to eat it, to utilize it, to put it in play when I know it works. It's like, I wanna reach through the camera some days and like shake your shoulders and go, it works, you just have to do it. Anyway, I'm getting a little, too much there. But my whole point is this. I hired Joe because he's really good at getting his students to engage, to use what he created, to get them to stay in the game, to keep gathering, you know, using your information to go to another level. So Joe at the time, I think, was $10,000 a day for consulting. I asked him to come in and I was going to pay him this decade ago. The last minute, he said, Dean, you're the most amazing direct response marketer and helping people and writing books. Why don't we do a half a day of consulting for me and then a half a day of consulting for you, and we don't have to pay each other? I'm like, perfect, come on in. So I get my team. And I remember it was my two houses ago. We were sitting outside. I had this big old table outside. We're all sitting around the table, and Joe's sharing all kinds of great stuff. And it's his turn first, actually, and I'm going to consult after. And Joe, we go through five or six different things, and then Joe said to me, did you ever go through the seven levels deep with your clients to help them understand why they're using what you have? And I said, no. He said, oh my God, it's the greatest thing. It's life-changing for everyone. I said, well, amazing. He goes, it's one of my favorite things I've ever done. I'm like, well, then perfect. Give it to me. He said, I don't know if I want to give it to you. I really want you to go through it. And I remember saying, come on, Joe. I've done all this. I've been through personal development. It's my life. This is what I do. Did you see my books? You know, as a joke, I'm like, just give me the exercise. I'll immediately give it to my students. And he said, no, I want to go through it with you. I said, okay. I had no idea what I was getting involved in. Had no idea. So let me just start here. And I can see everybody's chat right now. If you're at home doing this course, you obviously are not going to be able to chat at this very moment. But while I'm live and while I have people live filming this course, I'd love to know in the chat, if I said, why are you guys here? Why did you cut a check? Why did you take this time to go through this course? I'd love for you to write it down. If you're home going through the course, write it down on a piece of paper, on your journal, right now in front of you. But if I had to say, why are you here? If you could do it in the chat, I'd love for you to say, are you here because you want financial freedom? Are you here because you want more love? Like, is it money, love, health, happiness? You could pick any one you want. Money, love, health, or happiness. Get unstuck. There's lots of things. Continued growth. Start off the year in a better way. Right? Let me just see it. Find the spark missing in love, right? Keep writing it down. Put it in the chat. Write it on your paper. Why are you here? Growth, a new business, right? Lots of reasons. Who in here would you say yes to at home? Again, while you're doing the course or you're at home right now, who's here because you would like more financial freedom? Raise your hand, or at home, you could say I to anybody else, right? More financial freedom. Who would like more time? Who would like more time for yourself, right? Who'd like to leave a legacy? Who'd like to leave a legacy, right? All good things. Joe said to me when he started this exercise, he said to me, why would you, I know we exchange time, that's how he started, he goes, why would you pay me $10,000 for a day of consulting? Why would you do that? And I remember my first answer. I still remember this, so 10 years, this is how impactful this was to me. I still remember my first answer. My first answer was, because I want my students to be more engaged and get more results. He's like, wow, that's really great. That's very noble. You pay $10,000 because you want your students to get more results. That's great. I didn't realize he was baiting me. He was pulling me in to the seven levels deep. The exercise I want to do with you right now. Now, I'm going to go through my journey. And then I'm going to get some feedback from you guys. I'm going to share some other stories. I never teach this the same. The concept and the framework is always the same. But the way I deliver it depends on my heart in that moment and how I'm called to share it. That's how much of a breakthrough this was. If you're ready to anchor in that story, if you're ready to fight for what you want, I'm telling you what I'm about to share is that piece, that why. We've talked to a couple great people during this course. We've talked to lots and lots of great people here. But if you saw a common thread, someone were like, I'm procrastinating a little. I need something to drive me. When I hit something that it's hard to overcome, I don't know how to get over it. This is what will make you get over it. That's why I'm asking you right now more than ever, play full out, shut off your distractions. If you've spent a lot of time with us, so many of you have been with me for over 10, 12 hours now. This is the hour you cannot mess with. This is the hour, whether you're watching the course, this is the point where you can, again, turn off the distractions, close the door, because this is the game changer. So Joe says to me, why would you hire me? And I said, because I want my students to get more results. It came from my head, perfect, you know, that's why I thought I was paying him. So unbeknownst to me, like I said, he's bringing me into this seven levels deep. And the next question, he said, okay, so I asked you why, and I want you to hear my terminology, because I want you to do this with people in your life. I want you to do it with a friend. I want someone to do this for you. Share this course with someone else that's in your home and your family, and let them do this part with you. Because Joe said to me, okay, I asked you why you hired me, and you said because you wanted your students to get more results. Let me ask you, why do you want your students to get more results? Like, okay. As you see, he asked me the next question with my previous answer, right? So I said, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people in this industry that are kind of fake. And I think people in this industry need to step up their game. So if I can dominate this space, people either have to step up and treat people like I do, or if they have to get out. I didn't even know where that came from, but it came from my thoughts in my head. So now I had two pretty cool answers why I was going to pay $10,000 for this guy, right? This awesome dude, Joe. So he said to me, and this is exactly how he did it. I really want you to hear me now. He said, I asked you why you hired me. He said, because you wanted your students to have more results. And I asked you why you wanted more results for your students. You said you wanted to raise the standards of the industry. You want people to step up or step out. I like that. Now let me ask you this. Why do you want people in this industry to step up or step out? Okay. And what popped out of my head is legacy. I'm like, I want to build something amazing. Now we started with, why did I hire them? And now all of a sudden I thought it was for one thing. Now I'm three questions in and I said, I want to build a legacy. He's like, okay, that's great. Legacy for, I said, family, let people see. I said, okay, great. He said, okay, Dean, so I asked you why you hired me. And he was going through it. And I'm like, this is kind of weird going through this whole process again. Come on, just get to it, right? Just get to it. He said, I asked you why you hired me. He said, your students get more results. And then you want to step up the industry. And then I asked you why that. And you said, you want to leave legacy. So why do you want to leave a legacy? And I'm like, okay, I want to leave a legacy because I want a bulletproof business based on helping people that I can give to my kids someday and they can carry forward. I'm like, damn, that felt good. That's what I want to do, a bulletproof industry. No matter what happens to the outside world, I get to impact lives and give this to my family. And then started to realize the magic of Joe Stump's seven levels deep. Not five levels deep, not 10 levels deep, seven levels deep. You see, something happens around the fifth question, because now I thought I told them, this is why I'm doing it. I want a legacy, better company, step up the industry, help my students. But Joe went through the whole thing again. He said, Dean, I asked you why you're here. And you told me you wanted to help your students. And then you said you wanted to step up the industry. Then you wanted to leave a legacy. And then you wanted a bulletproof company you could pass. Let me ask you, why do you want a bulletproof industry that you could pass along? I have to tell you guys, and this is the part I really want you to get. When you get asked the fifth question, five, six, and seven, this is what happens. You go from your head. I literally felt my physiology change. I felt my emotions change. I felt like a thud, like something went from my head into my heart. It felt heavy, and I'm thinking, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm getting a consultation. I'm literally getting a consultation that I would have spent $10,000 for. My team is sitting around, and I find myself getting emotional because I got into this state. And out of the blue, I said something I had never said before. I said, because I never want to go backwards. Like, where did that come from? I never want to go backwards. And I felt emotional. And I started thinking about being a kid, and I told you, living in that bathroom with my dad, or living in a trailer park with my mom, or my dad drove me to school in that old beat up truck without a window in the back and I froze my butt off, or getting dropped off 2 blocks from school so the kids wouldn't make fun of me, or not having lunch money, or, you know, summer vacation, it was like a Motel 6, was like, that was paradise. And I remember thinking, I don't want to go backwards. I remember my mom working 3 jobs to make nothing, and now I, you know, retired her and gave her money every month, and my dad as well, and bought their cars. I don't want to go backwards. I love the house I lived in. I love the freedom. I love not stressing about money. I love that I got to focus on me and my health and my mental well-being on a whole nother level. And I just had this feeling like, I don't want to go back to who I used to be. So this guy asked me on why I'm having a consultant, and all of a sudden I'm in my head about not wanting to go backwards. I'm thinking about being a kid and driving by the fancy restaurants and thinking someday I might be able to eat there. Like, where did all that come from? And I said to myself, wow, this guy's good. He got to my heart. But it wasn't the 5 levels deep. It was the 7 levels deep. So he says to me, Dean, thank you for being so honest. And he was in this calm voice. He says, thank you for being so honest. You know, I asked you why you were here. You originally said, you know, help your students out, then step up the industry, and you want to build a legacy, and you want to build a bulletproof industry. But then I asked you that. Kind of changed a little, didn't you? You never want to go backwards. So let me ask you, why don't you want to go backwards? When I got to that point, the flood started. Like, I couldn't help myself. I'm around my team members at the time, and I start crying. My eyes fill up, because what came to my head was, I want my kids to have choices. Now, I want to tell you, I don't mean raising 2 entitled children. Now I have 3. The last thing this world needs is entitled kids. Like, more entitled people in this world is not needed. But I started thinking about my kids. I started thinking, when I was a kid, I didn't have choices, right? I didn't get to do the things I wanted to do. At least that's what I thought. And I remember feeling that somebody else made the decision. I didn't like the decisions they made. I want my kids to be able to do what they want to do. If they want to be a teacher, if they want to give back to the world, as long as they're learning and they're contributing to the world, I want them to do what they want to do. Not spoiling them, not give it to them, give them the ability to give a loan or help them start a company. And oh my God, I started thinking about this, and I thought about my kids and them being able to be like thrive. Like, I want them to start off on third base, but hustle to home, right? Not like what I had to do. And I started thinking about my children. For those of you that are parents, when you think about your kids over anything, and I start like just totally crying. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. This guy, Joe, is absolutely amazing. I know why I'm doing everything in life. And Joe said to me, can I ask you one more question? I'm like, Joe, I think I got it. He said, well, were you working hard before you had children? And I said, yes. He's like, well, then there has to be another reason why. So we went through the whole thing again. Helping people, legacy, step up the industry, bulletproof. And you switched, and you went to never going backwards. And then I asked you why you don't want to go backwards. You said you want your kids to have choices. So this is the last thing I want to ask you, Dean. Why do you want your kids to have choices? My life changed forever in that very moment. And what came out of my mouth was something I never said before. I said, I want to be in control of my life. And I went from kind of crying to just really deep into my heart. I felt it heavy on my heart. I had tears running down my face. I wasn't sobbing. The tears were just coming down my face, and everything went in front of me. I'm not talking about being a control freak. I'm talking about being a kid of parents who were married 9 times, who moved 20 times, that ran out of money. I was never in control as a kid. I was told what to do, where to live, how to dress, all these things. That's why I don't like rules now. I didn't like the fact that I wasn't in control. I love my parents, but they made a lot of dumb choices. They made the best choices they could, but I wasn't in control. And what I realized at that very minute, the reason I started selling bubblegum in high school and firewood, or bubblegum in middle school, firewood in high school, went in the car business while I was still in high school, while I worked nights, it all flashed in front of me that I needed to be in control. I didn't want to be told where to live, how to live, when to move, live in a bathroom. I don't want any of that stuff. I didn't want my mom to be controlled by 3 different bosses who paid her next to nothing because she didn't have a degree. She had to provide for her kids. Like, I just didn't, it all flashed in front of me. And it gave me this purpose, this reason why I've worked so hard and the reason I want to continue to work so hard. Yes, it's great that you want financial freedom. It's great that I want to change an industry. It's great I want to impact lives. It's great I want a strong business. But that's not why I'm working, and that's not why you're working. You're not here just for time or money. You're here for something so much deeper. When I said that out loud, I want to be in control, what I realized is I want to dress the way I want. I wear a gray t-shirt every day of my life. I have 50 of these. I live where I want to live. I coach Little League when I want to coach Little League. I don't listen to other people's rules. I make up my own rules. I do things the way I want to do things. I can't follow other people. I have to do what I must. Listen, right now my older children, I get them half the time. Their mom is a great mom and we co-parent wonderfully, but I get them exactly half the time. I get them a week, my ex gets them for a week, right? When it's my time to have my kids, I want to tell you, still, they're 14 and 12, my older kids. Every morning, my wife wants to do it. She's dying to do it. My wife's a hustler. Every morning when they're with me, I make them their lunch for the day. I make their sandwiches. I make it healthy. I write them a little note every day. I make them their breakfast every single day when they're with me. They're 12 and 14. I know they could do it on their own. I want to do it. If it's spoiling them, I don't care. I bring them to school every single day they're with me. I pick them up from school every single day they're with me. And let me tell you something. I don't care if I'm in the middle of the biggest deal on the planet. I want to be in control of my life. At the end of my life, I will not care about the extra deal, the extra clothes, the extra whatever. I will think to myself, did I do what filled my heart, which was being there for my children when they come out of school, and the dialogue we have on the way home and telling me about their day and being connected with them and knowing their friends and knowing who their teachers are and knowing about the homework and knowing about the hard part. I want to be there for that. That's me being in control. Success in my 20s may have been, I just want money so I can solve problems. Success for me now, I shared it with you. I've defined success. I know what it is. I want to be a better dad, always. I want to be there. I want my kids to know I was there. I want my wife to know I'm there, and I'm always trying to grow as a man to love her even more. I want you guys, the people I inspire, to know that I care from the bottom of my heart. I want my team in the other room to know for a fact I love them and I appreciate all the hard work. And I want to grow as a human. There's not much else I want. That's me. And I want to be in control. I want to be the thermometer or the thermostat of life. I want to control that. Dress the way I want, coach the way I want, pick up my kids the way I want. And if I want to take my kids on a spontaneous vacation in the middle of the month, I want to just pick up and go. I don't want to have to answer to somebody. I don't want to have to play by someone else's rules. I'm not saying that this is yours. This was me. And as crazy as this sounds, this came flooding out of me. So where I was so emotional, so feeling it, that I knew it from that point forward, there was nothing that was ever going to take it away from me. Because I wasn't fighting for financial freedom. I wasn't fighting to be the top in the industry. I wasn't fighting to leave a legacy. I wasn't fighting for a thriving business. When I have a tough day, I'm fighting so I never go backwards. My kids have choices, and I get to be in control of my life. That's what I'm fighting for. So the days that I feel like sitting on the couch and binging out on Netflix, I don't think that's helping those three things. Not helping me not go backwards, be in control, let my kids have choices. I think about that, I'm so inspired. I leap out of bed, I leap off the couch. I hopefully leap through the camera with you guys because I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I know why I wanna go after my compelling future, right? We talked about when we went through these exercises, the reason we're stacking this so much is I want you to know where you are, where you wanna go, what you really want out of life. I want you to know your why. This is the deep level why. It's why I didn't go deep on why in the beginning, in the first part of this course. This is your why. Plug that into that model. So you know where you are, you know where you want to go, you have an emotion that's so empowering, being in control, having freedom, having more time, whatever that deep, deep why is. And then what you do is you gain the capabilities. So you know where you are, you know where you want to go, you know why you want it in your heart, not your head, in your heart. And all of a sudden you go out and just attack the capabilities you need to get there. That's how, when people say to me, I need a time management course, this is the part I was dying to share with you. You don't need time management. You need a bigger purpose. You know why the hell you're in the game. And here's the crazy part about this. Here's the crazy part. It doesn't matter what question you start with, you end up with the same answers. If I said, why did you spend the money to be a part of this course? You'll end up with the same answer. Why do you work on your personal growth? You'll end up with the same answer. Why do you want to start your own company? Because you'll end up with the same answer. Why do you want to scale your network marketing company? You'll end up with the same answer. Why do you want to take the current business you have right now and make it 3 times the size? You'll end up with the same answer. It doesn't matter where you start. When you ask this why 7 times, you end up in the same place. You end up, and here's what I want to tell you. This is the part that's really important. I've done this, and I've done it. I did it live on stage for almost 5 years, 4 years, once a month. And I would get people on stage and they'd say, I already know my why. Dean, I read this or I watched you do the video on this 5 years ago. I already know my why. Never deep enough. I had one of my students say once, if your why doesn't make you cry, go back and do it again. So I'll tell you a couple examples here. So I had this awesome dude. I'd pull somebody out of the audience. I said, who'd like to do an exercise with me, right? Before I shared all the details. And I kind of did what Joe Stump did to me. I did this live up on stage, right? So this cool dude, I see him like, all right, you, this guy's like 6'7". He's huge, dreadlocks, good looking dude. He comes up like, picks me up, Dean, you changed my life. Picks me up off my feet. I'm like, oh my God. So I sit him down and I said, all right, we're gonna go through this process. He goes, Dean, I just want to tell you, I've already done the 7 levels deep, changed my life. He goes, I already know my answer, but I just wanted to come up on stage and be here with you. And I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be tough, right? So I said to him, all right, let's go through it. And I said, so why are you here? And these people in the room paid a lot of money to be there. And I said, why are you here? Why are you spending the money, man? Why'd you take the time to be here? He said, I know my why. He said, in the city I grew up in, he said, there's just a lot of kids without dads. And I didn't have one. He said, I hated that. So with the money I'm making and the shifts I made in the world, I've created a charity and we get dads together and we go in these communities and we bring dads to the kids that need it. Man, what an incredible cause, right? But as long as I've been doing this, I knew that wasn't his deepest level why. Amazing, amazing goal, amazing why. On the list, maybe top 3, top 4, but I knew something, I knew it was deeper. I could just feel it. And he's like, I already did my work, as you could see. And I said, that's great. So why'd you do that? I forget all the answers. It was, why is because there wasn't enough dads. Why again? It's because nobody stepped up to do it. Then all of a sudden, and this is what I'm encouraging you to do. I watched it. I watched the moment. And when I do this with people live in person, I can watch when it goes from here to here. And I watched this. Boom. And I don't know if it was the 5th, the 6th, the 7th question. I watched his face go flat. And I looked at him. I looked at him and I could tell. And we got into something deeper. And he said, damn it. And he started crying. He said, I'll still remember this. I bet you this was 8 years ago. He said, when my mom died, I was a drug addict. She was a single mom and she raised me better than that. And I was a drug addict when she died. He said, but the moment she passed on to heaven, I made a decision in that moment to never do a drug again and to make, I cry right now thinking about it, she's gonna make her proud in heaven. And he said, I've been working on that every single day and she feels it. And I know she's proud of me and I know she sees the son she raised. He said, I never thought about that, but that's my why. And that's why I will never give up. And when I saw that breakthrough, I know that man today, I haven't seen him in 7 years, I know he's crushing the world because when he has a tough day, when things go sideways, when people tell him it won't work, he doesn't go, I just want to build this charity because people need it. He looks up and says, now I know my why, and there's nothing going to stop me. When I'm having a bad day, and I promise you I still have them, things still go sideways, things still go wrong. When I have those days, I don't think about, am I gonna make more money? And I don't think about any, I think about, am I being a good dad? Am I making the right choices? Am I in control of my choices? Am I in control of my life? Am I giving my kids the ability to have choices? Am I making sure I'm not doing things to go backwards? When I say that to myself, it is like lightning in a bottle. There's nothing that can stop me. You could put a brick wall with steel behind it, with ammo and grenades behind it. I will get through it. I give you my word, I will get around it, I will get under it, I will get over it. And the reason I love this exercise so much is because we all need that driver. We all need something deeper than money or freedom or control. We need that deep why. Because when stuff goes sideways, we need it. I did this so many times with people. I would dig in and it would always be the fifth, sixth, or seventh time, and it'd be something completely different. A guy stood up, and I was at a Tony Robbins event speaking. I did this seven levels deep. And the guy stood up and goes, why I'm here? Because I want a plane. I want my own plane. I asked him again, it was like a plane. I asked him again, he's like, freedom. So I can fly my plane, my jet to here. Freedom, freedom, jet, freedom, freedom. And he's like, he ain't breaking. I think this guy, he's just got it. He's like, Dean, is it all of a sudden like I'm the seventh thing? He breaks down. He's like, my dad was never there for me, ever. He worked his whole life. I want a plane. I want to do this because I want to raise a family and have kids and fly them all over the world. And I want to be the dad that's there every single day because my dad wasn't there for me. He sobbed terribly and he literally gets done. He goes, oh my God, I've been missing this my whole life. I don't care about the plane. I want to be with my children. If I get a plane, who cares? And literally watching this transformation, like all of us can transform when we get that breakthrough. So we all need to spend the time to go through this seven levels deep, to ask ourselves these questions. And listen, I want to take a break here in a moment. And I want you to go start this process. Alone right now, I want you to think through each one. I wish I could do this with all of you at the same time, right? But I can't. I need you guys to do it. But I'm telling you, we're about halfway through the main course, not all the bonuses. But this is the halfway point where you anchor in this why, where you'll know where you are. You know where you want to go. You know why at the deepest level possible. You know that you got to gain extra capabilities. You know the pieces that built the inner villain. You know how to crush the inner villain. You know what empowers the inner hero. You know the story that held you back. You know the new story. And you know how that story, that old story was created. Now you'll never let it back in. Never let the villain back in. Never let the outside influences. You know that there's internal pieces like the smile, the way you stand, the words that you use, the people you surround yourself with. We crafted a new story that can empower you. Now, this is adding rocket fuel to the fire. You take the next 15, 20 minutes and really dig into your why. Remember my student, I remember her name is Carol Stenson. Carol said, if your why doesn't make you cry, do it again. And just keep asking why. Why are you working so hard? Why do you want more? I know mine. I want you to know yours. If you already know it, go deeper. Find another level. There's always another level underneath. I want to know what the biggest breakthrough. When did you feel it shift from your head to your heart? I promise you. And if you've done this before, you might get to your heart on the second or third question. I promise you, if you do this right now, there'll be a moment you go, oh my God, that's what Dean was talking about. I feel it here. Like you physically feel it in your heart.